In the Quran, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. You find the Prophet as an example, his characteristics, his personality, when he deals with difficult times, how he deals with difficult times, how he deals with a family, when losing a family member. SubhanAllah, today, just got the news of one of our Nigerian brothers who lost his newborn baby. Wallahi, it was very, very devastating, very difficult to process this. And that baby came after a long time of hope that they will have a child. And subhanAllah, it was just very difficult to process this moment, very difficult moment to process. And so I came across one dua, and I believe this dua is not only words that you say off your tongue, but rather it's a mindset. And I would like to share this dua for me and you, inshallah ta'ala, to benefit from, just to see how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say when he is going through a difficult time. The Prophet himself is choosing these words. These are not my words. These are not a scholar's words. These are not a sheikh's words. These are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. When he was on a ta'if, and after all what he went through at the beginning stage of Islam in Mecca, his companions are getting persecuted. His companions are getting really tortured right in front of his eyes, losing his wife, losing his uncle, getting kicked out of his town, going to a new town, a Ta'if, with the hope that he will guide people. And then he got just this massive reaction when the people of Ta'if just not only rejected his message, but they humiliated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They sent these kids to actually even, you know, throw him with the stones. It was just a very difficult time. And finally, the Prophet just sat down and he was reflecting on his situation. And he felt that he is very powerless at this point. And when he felt this, he said the following words. Listen to this dua, beautiful dua. Wallahi, we want to embrace this dua. He said, Allahumma, ilayka ashku da'fa quwwati. By the way, it's in the screen. If you want to take a screenshot, inshallah, if you want to take a picture of this dua we need to embrace, my dear brothers and sisters. He said, Allahumma, ilayka ashku da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati. Ya Allah, I know I'm going through a difficult time right now, and I complain to no one but you, Ya Allah. Because ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي, I am weak at this point. I am weak, and you are the strongest. You are the most powerful. To only you, Ya Allah, I will complain. I will seek strength only from you, Ya Allah. اللهم إني أشكو إليك ضعف قوتي وقلة حيلتي. Ya Allah, I need your support. You are the one who provides the support, and I am in need of you. وهواني على الناس. Ya Allah, I know people sometimes will actually disappoint me, and sometimes people would not care that much about my struggle, about my challenges. And sometimes I put all of my hope to somebody and just turns me down. Ya Allah, I'm not gonna put any hope in people. I will go directly to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, anta arhamur rahimin. Ya arhamur rahimin. Look at the verb, look at the words. Very beautiful words that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is using. Anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful. You are the most compassionate. He is calling Allah with his favorite names. And the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, which is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, is very relative to his situation, because he is going through a difficult time, and out of Allah's rahmah, Allah can actually bring relief to him. So he's choosing the right names to call upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Anta arhamur rahimin. Anta rabbul mustada'afin. Anta rabbul mustada'afin. Ya Allah, you are the Rabb. Do you know why he didn't say you are the ilah, but he said you are the Rabb? You know the difference? When you say Rabbi, Rabbi means the one who takes care of me. Ilah means you, Lord, and I'm servant. Now we're talking about obligations and rights. No. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking Allah by the right word. You are my Rabb. You are the one who actually can take care of me in this situation. You are the one who can actually give me this strength, this emotional strength that can allow me to go through this. أنت رب المستضعفين وأنت ربي. One more time, emphasizing the fact that He is the one who takes care. He is the caretaker, Allah Azza wa Jal. أنت ربي وأنت رب المستضعفين وأنت ربي. إلى من تكلني؟ إلى عدو يتجهمني؟ أم إلى عدو ملكته أمري؟ يا الله, to whom do you leave me? To whom do you leave me? To an enemy that you know for a fact that they want to deceive me? أم إلى عدو ملكته أمري؟ يا الله, don't leave me with enemies that they will have power over me. I don't want to be in this position. إلى عدو ملكته أمري. إن لم يكن بك غضب علي فلا أبالي. يا الله, the bottom line, if you are not displeased with me, I don't care. If you're not angry with me, I don't care. But لكن عافيتك هي أوسع لي. Beautiful. Yes, I don't care if you're not, if the fact that you're not displeased with me, I'm good. But I still have hope that you actually can fix my affairs. Even though you are pleased with me, please give me goodness in this life. رحمتك أو عافيتك هي أوسع لي. Ya Allah, give me more of goodness, give me more ease. You are pleased with me, in addition to this, I want to ask for more. I want to ask for ease for this life. أعوذ بنور وجهك الذي أضاءت له السماوات والأرض. Ya Allah, I just seek refuge in the light, in your light, in the light of your face that actually brightened the entire universe. أن ينزل بي غضبك أو يحل علي سخطك. Ya Allah, I ask you to never be displeased with me or to be angry with me. I can deal with your wrath. That is something that I don't want to deal with. Even though somebody might be angry with me, that is an easier task. But I don't want you to be displeased with me. لك العتبة حتى ترضى ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. يا الله, لك العتبة. يا الله, I praise you. I praise you while I'm going through this difficult time because I know for a fact that you are the one who can get me out of this. لك العتبة حتى ترضى. Until you're pleased, Ya Allah, I will keep praising you. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. And I know that the strength, the power, and the support come only from you because you have control over the entire universe. Beautiful dua. I ask you and I ask myself to embrace this dua when going through a difficult time. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the speech so they follow the best of it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy on our brothers and sisters in Ya Rabbal Alameen, to make it easy on our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Rabbal Alameen. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bring relief to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Rabbal Alameen. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to unite the hearts of the fathers and the mothers who lost their babies in Jannat al-Firdaus with your Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Bangladesh, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and in Burma, Ya Akram al-Akrameen, and in India, and in every single place where Muslims and believers, they're suffering under persecution, under injustice. Ya Allah, give them strength to go over it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan.